Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Four spot in the American League wild card. The Yankees and Red Sox go head-to-head in Boston this weekend. Coverage begins tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Saturday Night Football on ABC. Welcome to the primetime spotlight.
Rappler gets a lot of attention in Lincoln Riley's offense.
Running Heisman hopeful quarterback Spencer Rattler looks to ignite the explosive Sooners in a Big 12 battle with the upset-minded Mountaineers.
Standing up, Spencer Rattler.
Saturday Night Football, presented by Capital One, West Virginia at number 4, Oklahoma. Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and streaming live on the ESPN app. Welcome home.
Friday on Barton High, week 3 of the NFL season has kicked off. We'll react to the Panthers and Texans, and we'll get you ready for the rest of the weekend's action. That's Barton High, noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Try out the SiriusXM app free for 1 month and amp up your summer. Plug into over 350 channels packed with ad-free music, plus comedy, news, talk, Howard Stern, live sports, and more. Create personalized Pandora stations and dive into the best collection of podcasts curated just for you. So check out all the great entertainment we have to offer for free on the SiriusXM app.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1. Shop a personalized store that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
At HD1 on Montana from the DraftKings Sportsbook Studios. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station is 1043 The Fan.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
Tomorrow on ESPN Denver 1600. West Virginia battles Oklahoma. Tomorrow on The Fan, Air Force takes on FAU. College football on The Fan is presented by Coors Light. Sunday on ESPN Denver 1600. Indianapolis faces off with Tennessee. Sunday on The Fan, Green Bay has a showdown with San Francisco.
Snapshot presented by Schomp BMW. One price, one person, 1 hour.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
Beautiful.
It feels good. It feels good. It feels good. Just bathe in this.
Let it cascade.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Cascade, I like that.
Good word.
Big finish. Here it is.
Go ahead, Benny. Let this thing breathe. We're back.
Yes, we are. And good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to it. As we kick things off here on this this Friday, this Bud Light Football Friday, and Is It Just Me Friday, where, of course, we give you a chance to get stuff off your chest heading off into the weekend. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. And it can be about anything and everything, probably a lot of Bronco chatter this morning. Avs and Nuggets getting underway. Beautiful scene right now. I've got my Ryder Cup golf on the Golf Channel right now. They're getting ready to tee off the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
This morning at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Looks like a beautiful day, and it's going to be a the first
matchup.
You got to
be careful when you say Whistling Straits in Wisconsin.
Yes.
There's a lot of alliteration right there.
A lot of alliteration. Beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful day there. And they get ready for the first of the foursomes. It'll be Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth against Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia. So we'll keep you updated on that. Is it just me or might a perfect icebreaker for you when you sit down with Bill Belichick later today is to just ask him how he feels about Tom Brady's trainer and dad coming after him.
Oh, my gosh, right? Yeah, that would be like, hey, by the way, have you talked to Alex Guerrero lately?
Yeah.
How about Tom Brady's father? Boy, you talk about Tom Brady's got an army of guys that defend him, right?
Right?
He didn't have to say anything. And I would think that, like, if that was my father, I'd be like, hey, Dad, you know, you might want to just cool it.
Right.
I think Tom kind of likes it. I think Tom is, I know that Tom is such a family guy and so big for his dad and stuff. But it would bother me a little bit.
Yeah, kind of stay out of it. You know, let me fight my own battles type thing. But, his dad has been outspoken saying that he didn't evolve. Bill Belichick didn't evolve with Tom Brady and wanted to keep him like he was still in his 20s and things like that. So, bounce that off Bill right at the beginning there, you know?
I think my first question is, tell me how you've evolved over the last 21 years of coaching. Okay. I think Bill Belichick doesn't have to apologize to anybody. He coaches the way he coaches. He coaches hard. But see, this is the craziness, I guess, for me, is like that's how I was coached my whole life, right? Just what you expect. And so, what are your expectations as a player? And I think that a lot of players expect, you know, that you would change over time. But Bill has one way he does things, and that's the only way he's going to do things. I don't know. Maybe you have to evolve. I guess you have to. But if it's that way and you get indoctrinated into it from day one, right, and everybody's used to it and that's the way they're all coached, you know, then I guess you just accept it, right?
Yeah, but I do think that there is something about if you do come from that old school that you're allowed to do it, right? And the players buy into it. Like if Nick Sirianni, right, Mr. Rock, Scissors, Paper himself.
Yeah.
You know, came out and tried to be all old school and everything like that. I bet his players would roll his eyes, right? Roll their eyes.
Right.
But if a Belichick or a Vic Fangio, as players, don't you kind of just look up and say, well, okay. I mean, that's Vic. I'd expect Vic to act that way.
Right.
I'm okay with it.
You just put Vic Fangio and Bill Belichick in the same sentence.
I did. Big day for Vic. It's a big moment for Vic.
A huge.
I hope he's listening. No,
But again, what do I always say? What do I always say about your number one responsibility as a head coach is to be authentic, to be who you are. And one thing you've got to say about Bill Belichick is that dude is, he feels to me he's the same, you know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It just is, you're going to get the same guy. It's just the way he is wired. You can't hang around in this league for 21 years as a head coach and have the success that he has had, without being authentic. Because your players would just eventually they tune you out and they'll get you fired. But anyhow, well, I mean, it's an incredible run. I am fascinated by his work ethic and his desire for greatness at all times. Like that he's never satisfied by the success he has, and I'm fascinated by what is it about you that drives you that way? Because that, you know, and I don't know that I'll answer it, but that to me is like one of the most, that's one of my number one questions, like how? Because all of us, you know, as players, you know, and Brady's the same way, as players, you know, it's not Sundays, it's training Monday through Saturday and prepping Monday through Saturday that wears you out. I don't know. I'm just that part of Bill Belichick really intrigues me, Mike.
Couple of texts. Come on, Sting. Poolside would slap you upside the head and tell you to shut up, son. I got this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Poolside, I would say, that would be like, I probably wouldn't even approach it with poolside, right?
You'd be like, Dad?
Might get a good ass whipping.
Right.
He's like, do you want to go behind the barn? Maybe I should support Belichick over you. What do you think about that? I'm like, sorry, Dad.
Sorry, sir. Rich has a great idea.
What's
he
that?
He said that when you walk in, you should ask Belichick if he's recording this.
That is a good idea. Are we being recorded?
Are we being recorded?
I just start looking around for cameras.
That's right.
Is this on tape?
Hey, listen, I was listening to Peyton Manning the other night. Is this room bugged?
Yeah. That'd go over like
that
a...
That would go over really well. Come on, Mark.
Right.
You say you don't have any virgin meat left on your hide. Let's prove it.
You think he'd laugh about that, or do you think he'd be pissed?
Yeah, it's probably not from you, I think he'd laugh. Let's try it. What do you got to lose?
Right.
Except the rest of the conversation.
Right. This meeting is done now.
They'll show you to the
door. To the door. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming by. And don't ever let Fox know. I never want to see you here again. Okay.
Yeah, like football season. And all the
I'll be calling your boss.
All right, we are off and rolling. Time to jump into it. It is a Football Friday. Is it just me? Friday, we'll get into the best of the best. Coming up next, this is Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Motors.com. All right, welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. Is it just me, Friday, giving you a chance to get some stuff off your chest, heading off into the weekend? Hit us up on the RamosLive.com text line. Give it to us in the form of Is It Just Me? And away we go. And here's a good one right off the bat. Is it just me, or with all the conversation about Bradley Chubb maybe never living up to his potential, might we say the same thing now about Christian McCaffrey? Got hurt again last night, Mark.
Yeah.
Are we starting to look at Christian McCaffrey and be worried that he's going down that same injury-prone path as Bradley Chubb?
Yeah, well, I will say this. That's a soft tissue. He tweaked a hammy. That's a little bit different than ankle and bone spurs and Christian McCaffrey hasn't had three ACLs and two ankle surgeries and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm not going to go there yet. That soft tissue early in the season, you played Sunday. Now you got to play Thursday night. He's got 10 days to recover and it didn't look like, to me, it didn't look like one of those where it really grabbed him. He finished that run, went to the sideline. It tweaked. And that was more precautionary. I'm not going to go down that. Man, that dude is so special. I mean, he is so special. And he is so much fun to watch. And, so I'm not going to go down that road. So, I'm not going to put that on him. I hope not. Gosh, I hope not. I love watching him play. He's an exceptional. And, he's one of those guys that's a tough inside runner, hard. He doesn't get the credit he deserves for being a tough inside runner, but he's just like back in the day, and you think of a back that was a good hard-nosed inside runner, but never really seemed to get squared up. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's some of those backs aren't going to live very long. Like, I mean, life being, I don't know about lifespan, but I'm talking about their NFL career life, right?
And keep in mind, the average running back's career is a little over 3 years.
But you knew Todd Gurley. Like, Todd Gurley, that he didn't avoid right? He's getting squared up. And you're like, it's not going to last long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you saw inevitably, you know, even in the season where they went to the Super Bowl, he had the first eight games of the season. He was MVP candidate worthy. Remember, he came into Denver. I called that game. He had 200 yards rushing. He was just running roughshod through people. And then all of a sudden, at about week 10, it was like hit the wall. And he hasn't, you know, he just hasn't been the same. Christian just doesn't seem to take those kind of shots. Anyhow, it just is, it's amazing. And how about Sam Darnold? How about that move? You know, you talk about being in. Look, that move for Sam Darnold by Carolina. You know what they gave up for Sam Darnold, former first rounder that was a bust with the New York Jets?
Like a second and a fifth or something?
Second and a sixth for Sam Darnold. He won three games with the Jets in his last 13. He's 3-0 now. Like, boy, I tell you what, sometimes just getting the jet off you. Right? Sometimes you just need to get the jet.
Struggling. Well, let's be careful. They've beaten the Texans, the Jets, and a Saints team that's still trying to figure their way around with life after Breeze.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. The New Orleans thing, because I'm doing them this week, that was the worst film I've ever put on. Eight coaches out. Mike, they just didn't know who to block. It was insane. Quarterback didn't know who was hot. The quarterback didn't know who the line was taking. The line didn't know who to take. It was bad. But I will say this, you know, defensively, they're flying around and they're a quirky defense in that there's like, you always, as an offensive player, you want a rule. Like, give me the rule. Who we blocking? Who's, you know, who are the four downs? Who's the fifth guy we can pick up? How are we going to turn the protection? They play this 3-3-5 college amoeba defense, and it really screws up your number counts. If that makes sense, like it screws up, you know, it screws up what you want to do and who you want to take up front with the quarterback, and it's hard to be on the same page. And you saw it with the Saints. It was. I guarantee you, the next time they play in New Orleans, Sean Payton will hang 60 on them, or 50. I mean, it's going to be it. I just have that gut reaction or that gut feeling about them. But yeah, you know what? I get it. Pump your brakes, but it is, you know, it is a very jetty thing, right? To ruin somebody.
Yeah. Is it just me, or is this the last weekend we get to feel good about the Broncos' chances of winning?
No. Why would you feel good? Why wouldn't you feel good about, you don't think you'll feel good about them versus Pittsburgh, for instance? You don't think you'll feel good about them? Well, what do we got?
You got Baltimore Cleveland. Next. You get Baltimore after this one.
Right.
I mean, you know, Baltimore lost to the Raiders a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Baltimore's very good, but coming here, I don't think that they're unbeatable. I think that's a very winnable game.
Yeah, here's the thing about Baltimore that's a little bit different than they've been in the past. Remember, the Baltimore defense, you know, they played a very complimentary brand of football, and that defense has unleashed on people. They don't have Matt Judon. They've lost Marcus Peters. They've lost C.J. Mosley. They have, like, there is a litany of Pro Bowl-type players that are not part of that defense right now. And, you know, you can sit there and say, hey, man, we're going to play this aggressive style like we always have, right? And Wink Martindale is one of those guys as a defense coordinator. He's going to bring the wood, right? He's bringing the whole tool shed with him. But guess what? If your players aren't good enough to be put on an island and win, you know, what did they give up week one? They gave a bunch of points to the Raiders, right? Week two, they gave up, what, 30? What'd they lose? What was the score of that game against Kansas City that they won? It was like 36-35 or something.
Yeah,
right?
It was. You're talking about the Ravens score against 36-35. Yeah,
yeah, and then against the Raiders, they gave up a bunch of points too. So they're not world beaters on the defensive side of the ball anymore.
Yeah, they've given up 33 and 35 in two games.
Yeah. So is that a winnable game? You're damn right it's a winnable game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we are off and rolling. We want some more from you. Here's one. Let me see if I can. And this one is very smart because here we go. Typical Evans looking down his nose at Carolina. Hey, who have you guys played, Evans? That's a fair point, but I'm not getting blown away by the Broncos' start. I look at what the Broncos have done. I give them high marks for doing exactly what they needed to do. All I said when this schedule came out was, here is an opportunity to make your season relevant. Now go out and take advantage of it. And they are one win away from doing just that. I would say the same thing about Carolina. You were given, in many respects, you were given a soft schedule to start the season. Go out, take advantage of it. Give yourself a chance to be relative. They've done that. So,
right.
Hey, look, I'm not crowning Carolina, please. I'm not going there. Just like I'm not crowning the Broncos yet. But sometimes you get a gift from the schedule gods, you got to take advantage of it. And
that's
all you can do, right? All you can do is go out and beat the teams that have been presented to you. We got the Morning Brew coming up next, and I'm going to tell you who the one athlete is in Denver that faces the most pressure to make the jump. That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
I expect it to be crazy. You know, I expect it to be ridiculous. I expect it to be like, you know, the glory days in like 2015, 2014, in 2013, all of those runs that we had, 2012. I expect it to be like that. You know, we were coming in, you know, 2-0. You know, Broncos country is seeing the type of football that we played over the last 2 weeks. And now we're coming home. I expect it to be rowdy. I expect it to be crazy. You know, I expect it to be, you know, a great atmosphere to go play football.
Fantastic start to the season for Von Miller as he has three sacks through the first two games. Mark, you've had a chance to see a lot of Jets film as you've been preparing for the Patriots this week. They played and beat the Jets last week. So what about this Jets offensive line? Should Von be feasting again this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have struggled from a protection standpoint. Now, they've come off the ball pretty well. They've run the ball exceptionally well. Last year, or last week, had 152 yards rushing on a bunch. And it wasn't like they had, you know, that 175-yard breakout run or whatever, right? So, which can skew kind of statistically what you actually did. It was constant, Mike. It was 5 yards a carry, 5 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards. There were no real big breakout runs, nothing. I don't think there was a run over about 12 yards. They were consistently running the football, consistently attacking the edges. And you know, they brought over the San Francisco 49er run plan. Mike LaFleur is their offensive coordinator. So they're really good at attacking the edges, giving you a lot of different looks to have to defend. And they do it well. Now, protection-wise, they're not very good. They broke down a bunch. Both tackles broke down a bunch. We'll see exactly, you know, how they exploit that here or how the Broncos exploit that. So, you know, if you get them into a one-dimensional game, you know, you should create turnovers. You should be able to get after Zach Wilson.
Something I want to really stress, this came from the Broncos. They sent out a release yesterday for everyone going to the game. Plan on trying to get into the stadium earlier than usual. There will be a lot of long lines. It's been over a year since we've had a full house there. It may take everybody a little bit of time to get back into the rhythm of getting everybody in. So,
right. And by the way, just to echo that,
yeah.
When I did the Giants game, Broncos Giants game, first quarter, the stands were empty. They had a processing issue because everything is electronic now. Something broke, went down, and the fans couldn't get in. They didn't get in about halfway through the first quarter. So there was probably an 82,000 seat stadium. There was probably only 40,000 people in there when we kicked off.
All right, so get in there early. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think it's very rare, but he's got some rare traits. I think he's, you know, we've talked about it here. He's got a very bright future, and he's showing up early in the season, early in his career. And so I think he's going to be fun to watch for a lot of years.
There's Pat Shurmur talking about Javonte Williams. You were talking earlier about Christian McCaffrey, how his style is such that he avoids a lot of square up big hits.
Uh-huh.
Early going watching Javonte Williams, a running style that you would compare to whom? And, you know, you can compare it to a big-time player. I don't mind. Whose style would you compare it to?
Oh, that's a great question. He is, I mean, he's physical. He's very skilled. You know what? I would compare him to the early stages of Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
Good. Like, Zeke doesn't get the credit he deserves in the passing game. Zeke was one of the most accomplished pass protection guys in football when I watched him coming out of college. I mean, he would just square, he would close ground, square you up in the line of scrimmage. Was great at that stuff. Really hard-nosed runner, breaking tackles.
Dude, you're already talking about Zeke in the past tense. What happened to him? He get paid? He got fat.
He got, I think there's, like, listen, Zeke could still break out and have a great, great year. But right now they're kind of splitting carries between him and Pollard in Dallas.
Yep.
So, as you and I have talked about, man, listen, I picked up a fumble once and tried to run with it when I was a rookie. Big mistake.
You got hammered.
Oh my gosh. Like, that ball attracts a lot of attention.
I mean, it just, people are drawn to you when you have that football in your hands.
Yeah. Right. Note to self, that little piece of leather, not a good thing.
Next,
not a good thing to be carrying.
On the Morning Brew.
To know that, you know, we can go up against this team in September and play well. And that's a, you know, that's a good thing. So the intensity and focus is, you know, my opinion has been there all year, and you can probably follow up with the players on that.
Bud Black's Rockies gave the Dodgers all they could handle for 3 days. Really did. If you're looking for the idea of playing spoiler, and that's all the Rockies can do right now this time of year, they acquitted themselves quite well these last 3 days against the Dodgers. Now they get a chance to do it for the next three with the Giants in town. The Giants clinging to a one-game lead over the Dodgers for the NL West title.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any problem with the Rockies' effort, the way the Rockies approach it. I think that Bud Black, you know, hopefully they don't make any wholesale changes when it comes to coaching, because I think Bud Black has done a great job with this franchise.
Hello, darkness,
I really do. I really like Bud Black. So, and it's a testament to his ability to manage the way his team shows up and plays. So, you know, do they need more talent? Do they need, you know, yeah, there's some things they need, but a change at manager is not one thing they need.
Next on the Morning Brew.
The two spots offensively that I worked on was my ball handling, you know, creating shots off of the dribble, separation moves, and then a lot of work out of the mid post. You know, I saw some different matchups in the playoffs, smaller guys on me, so trying to get comfortable with go-to moves in that mid post area, you know, like Melo does, people like that, you know. And when there's a mismatch, that's a good spot to go to. So those are probably the two main areas offensively.
Michael Jr. Porter.
Music to my ears, listening to Michael Porter Jr. talk yesterday as the Nuggets get ready to kick off training camp, and him talking about being a better ball handler and being able to create and make and attempt more mid-range shots. We know the guy can shoot the three, but for a guy who's basically 7 feet tall, he should be I'll make the comparison. He should be a Kevin Durant-type nightmare for people in those areas that he just talked about. And if you're talking about, honestly, Mark, for the most pressure that is on one player in this town to make the jump, I can't think of anybody with more pressure than Michael Porter Jr. Because Jamal Murray's going to be out for part of the regular season, they need a big jump up from Michael Porter Jr., and it sounds great because it sounds like he knows exactly what he needs to improve on to make that jump.
Here's the thing that I've enjoyed about him, because, you know, he was, I don't want to call him being in the doghouse, but he was one of those guys that, you know, defensively the effort wasn't what it needed to be, and he would get, you know, pulled sometimes or not played sometimes because Michael Malone wants to play, you know, a veteran player. Thank you, Vinny. And we've seen him progress. We've seen him get better season over season, right? And to point out the things that you need to be better at and to go to work on those things, because he is such a gifted athlete. I think we tend to forget, because you see the athleticism, you see the size, you see the range, you see everything that he has, is that guy really didn't play after high school. You know what I mean? He had the back injuries. He played a couple games in college or whatever it was. So, this is a work in progress. It's exciting to hear him kind of pinpoint the things he needs to do and try to go rectify those things. That's awesome.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. How does our pal Cecil Lammy see this Broncos-Jets game? Does he see a...
Oh, yeah.
Easy win for the Broncos? We'll find out with Cecil. He'll join us next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.
Good point there, Cecil.
Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
Exactly. He's a big deal, and he joins us each and every Friday at this time on a Bud Light Football Friday. Good morning, Cecil.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Cece, I know you were really high on Javonte Williams coming out of the draft. You really got excited about that pick and then move it up to get that guy. Are we seeing kind of a changing of the guard there? We're going to see him get more of the touches going forward, you think, over Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, I think this could be the start of the Javonte Williams era with the Denver Broncos, as you see with Melvin Gordon. And you can't take away the 70-yard run. I hate when people do that type of stuff. Like, take it away, he's averaging 2 yards a carry. Yeah, well, you can't. And Gordon always has that ability, but you just see how Gordon can work better in space. Williams can create his own space. I heard the comparison to Zeke. It's not far-fetched at all. I know people may see that as being different. Think I always compared him to Nick Chubb, but he's the type of player that blends power, blends aggressiveness, intent, and certainly a natural instinctive running style where he's able to find those softer spots or create them himself. He definitely will soften you up. And I think the Broncos, in a way, you know, it's time to take the training wheels off with Javonte Williams. It's time to give him not 12 carries, not 13 carries. Oh, boy. No, give him 20 carries. See what that gets you. Because here's a guy that averaged 7 yards a carry in college. In the fourth quarter, he averaged 9. Why? Because he gets stronger as the game goes on. So feed the kid. And his first 10 carries may be for 40 yards. His next 10 carries might be for 100. So give him the rock.
You know, you pay attention to all this stuff, yards per pass attempt, air yards per pass attempt, all this stuff. Is the start to the way the Broncos are throwing the football with Teddy Bridgewater surprising you? Maybe in a pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised, mainly because of Pat Shurmur. I'm really, really, really ticked off at this whole notion and narrative that, like, I'm shocked Teddy Bridgewater could do this. He was never a slappy. The guy was a first-round pick. The guy could always play as a Pro Bowl quarterback and then had the devastating injury. I don't hold the Carolina thing against him. I look at what he did with the Saints. I go, the Broncos have more talent around him. This could look pretty good. I like the way that Pat Shurmur is letting him rip the ball down the field. We know that it's going to be the full-field reads that you get with Teddy Bridgewater. He's smart and accurate. He's on time. He's on rhythm. And when he's not, he can buy that extra time. But this whole notion of, like, I didn't know Teddy could do this. Well, if you're saying that, you just don't know Teddy Bridgewater. And you didn't know his game. Because he could always do this. And I'm glad that Pat Shurmur is trusting him. Actually, I'm sure Teddy Bridgewater is kind of challenging Pat Shurmur. Okay, I got that down. What's next? Okay, I got that down. What's next? I think that's the type of attitude that Bridgewater has. And I think Shurmur is responding by saying, okay, let's get a little more creative.
Want to follow up on something you just said there. Why do you not hold Carolina, the Carolina experience, against him?
Well, it looks different now with the way that they've started, but I got questions about Matt Rhule. I got questions about that offense, certainly without Christian McCaffrey for most of the year. And Stink, you'll remember, Mike, you will too. I mean, the guy went toe-to-toe in Kansas City with a depleted Carolina team, and McCaffrey was in that game, top of my head, but offensive line poor, defense was poor, you know, and Teddy Bridgewater didn't play up to his potential, his expectations. But the dirty secret of the NFL is it's all about fit. He didn't fit with Matt Rhule, obviously. He does fit with Pat Shurmur, which is very interesting for both of their futures, whether it's with the Denver Broncos or somewhere else.
Yeah, you know, Pat Shurmur, this offense pretty interesting right now. Obviously, like, how do you get, in my mind, as you look at them, Cecil, how do you get more production, consistent production? And I'm not talking about block it for two and Williams, you know, breaks two tackles the line of scrimmage and gets you a 4 yard carry or 5 yard carry. How do you get more production out of the running game from this group?
Yeah, and it's, I think, Stink, and you may agree with me based on what you're charting, but teams are kind of daring Teddy to beat him, and Teddy's beating him. You know, you're seeing more stacked boxes to stuff the run to kind of eliminate what the Broncos want to do, what we all thought they would do. I don't think they're running enough. I mean, it's surprising to me how little they're running, although in terms of rushing yards, they're number 5 in the league. But 13 is a lucky number. for the Denver Broncos, because 13 personnel has been working out really well. And when you have Eric Stauffer, who did not come from out of nowhere, I mean, for the love of God, Wade Harmon, the tight ends coach from the Broncos, came from Drake. That's where, of course, Eric Stauffer comes, is Drake University. So we look at the situation. You got a third tight end that could be a little bit sneaky. Okwuegbunam could start for, what, 20 teams, maybe more? Tight end's pretty brutal this year around the NFL. Even George Kittle having some struggles during the season over the first couple of weeks. So if you are the Broncos, use your jumbo package. Go heavy. You can still pass out of that. Teddy can make those timely decisions. And with that jumbo package, you can push more people around. And Javonte Williams is just fun to watch. Fun to block for. It's what Dalton Risner told us a couple of nights ago on the show. So I said the Broncos use more heavy and go get him and be aggressive. And I say throttle this Jets team, what should be a good, solid win. But I'd like to see Javonte Williams kind of get his debut in front of the home crowd, but also get him a 100-yard game. Let this kid go, man. See what he can do and have him the centerpiece of your offense. I think it'd be great.
All right, give us a prediction for Sunday.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos, I'm not going to go crazy. You know, 35-3, but I feel like you can score 27 points on this team, probably hold them to 10. You got to watch out for Michael Carter, their own North Carolina running back. And that's about it. You can eliminate Corey Davis like the Patriots did last week.
All right, Cecil, thank you.
Be good, fellas.
There he goes, Cecil Lammy.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
Time now for your injury report presented by Spine One. Noah Fant was a limited participant at practice with an ankle. He is expected to play. Cortland Sutton also dealing with a hip injury, but was full go yesterday. And good news, Graham Glasgow, also a full participant yesterday after dealing with the irregular heartbeat. Your injury report presented by Spine One, your one-stop shop for neck, back, and joint pain. It is an Is It Just Me Friday, giving you a chance to get those hot sports opinions out to us regarding this Broncos-Jets game and everything else you want to do. We'll get to that next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.